Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 16, Energy Unleashed. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode begins with a discussion of meditation, but not in the modern sense of emptying the mind or eliminating mental chatter. Instead, Earl talks about meditation as a singularity of focus, not escaping thought, but directing it. One of the most vivid ideas in this episode is the invitation to see yourself as the hero of your own movie. Imagine there is a film crew who is filming your life right now. How would you act if you wanted to be a success? How would you carry yourself if you wanted your family and friends to feel proud or even inspired by what they were watching? This forces Earl to ask us the simple but powerful question. How do you act in that movie? Smile more? Stand up a little taller? Put yourself out there? Ask, what would the hero of this story do right now? And then do that. It sounds almost playful, but it's deeply serious. This is your life. There's no rehearsal. The future is the only one you're going to live. So how can I act right now in ways that are more supportive, more loving, more courageous, and more energetic? That question leads naturally into the central theme of this episode, energy. Earl quotes the idea that energy cannot be created, it can only be unleashed. We often feel drained not because of lack of energy, but because our attention is scattered. We try to do 1,000 things at once. Our focus is diluted across too many directions. But when we choose a worthy, worthwhile goal and focus on it with clarity, something changes. The energy required to pursue that goal begins to show up. Focus doesn't exhaust energy, it releases it. Singularity of purpose is not limiting, it's liberating. Earl then turns to the subject of mentors. I sometimes catch myself thinking, oh, if I just had that one great mentor, someone who would guide me, keep me on track, and help me make decisions, everything would be easier. But that's not really how it works in real life. What is available to all of us is access to great thinkers and doers of the past. Their books, their ideas, their methods, their mistakes, all of it. Earl suggests finding someone you admire, someone who has achieved a level of success you aspire to, and study them carefully. Learn how they think, how they work, how they approach problems. But he's careful to make an important distinction. Emulate, don't copy. They were human. They had weaknesses, blind spots, and limitations, just as we do. The goal isn't to become them. The goal is to take what worked for them and translate it into your situation. Take the best of who they were and combine it with the best of who you are. So episode 16 leaves me with these reminders. Act like you are the hero of your own story, because you are. Focus on what truly matters. Let energy be unleashed through clarity and purpose, and learn from the best without losing yourself in imitation. Take the best of them and translate it into the best of you. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.